Here in the U.S., black artists have created and defined pop music. But while black performers dominate the sales charts, the Grammys, and the MTV playlists, there's one area where black musicians are actually uncommon. Here's Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
This week, 9 of Billboard's top 10 singles are by African American performers. Rapper 50 Cent has sold more albums than anyone else in 2003. But if you look at the mid-year list of top grossing concerts, he ranks only in the mid-30s. And he is the only African-American artist on the entire list. Gary Bongiovanni is the editor-in-chief of Pollstar, the magazine which compiled the rankings.
You have these acts that are huge record sellers, but are not able to sell the same number of concert tickets as, say, a Neil Diamond, who may not has no record or airplay other than classic rock radio, but yet can play arenas and sell out.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him.
Neil Diamond's not the only AARP-eligible name on the list. Cher, the Rolling Stones, Billy Joel, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, and the Eagles are among the top 10 touring acts. But aside from the catalog of hits, those acts have something going for them that a lot of hip-hop artists don't. Music journalist Stephen Ivory explains.
Most of the acts that are selling records, black acts, we're talking about hip-hop acts. These are not acts that honed skills on the stage. They learned their craft in the studio, and they sold records through music videos.
Even if today's popular hip-hop acts are more comfortable in the studio than on the stage, there are still millions of fans who would love to buy tickets. But arenas and stadiums are hesitant to extend that opportunity because they don't want to deal with the lawsuits they fear from booking a rap act. Walter Howell owns Global Entertainment Insurance, which secures underwriting for concerts. He tells a story which shows how a claim can result in a ban on future acts.
I've had some major losses in hip-hop and rap. I had one show where I had 13 people stabbed. Thank God nobody died. And we paid for the repair of all these people that got stabbed. Insurance company has a major loss. They start to phase out of that type of business.
Still, Howell thinks the major problem isn't actual violence. It's the perception of violence.
If a hip-hop act got publicity that a shooting took place someplace near the venue, had nothing to do with the show, nothing to do with anybody, but was tied in because of the hip-hop show being there, and you're an underwriter in the ivory tower of an insurance company somewhere in the world, and you read this, are you going to want to do hip-hop shows? No.
Of course, one tenet of capitalism is if one underwriter won't insure you, you go to his competitor. But because of consolidation in the insurance industry, there aren't too many competitors. And an insurer can deny coverage based on solid evidence or sheer whim. That's what opens the door to what critic Stephen Ivory sees as a double standard. When people died at a Who concert in Cincinnati or a Rolling Stones concert in Northern California, those bands still got insurance.
The Rolling Stones and some of these other rock acts, a part of their history is the fact that people have been killed and trampled. But these guys were still looked at as moneymakers.
The summer concert season has been dominated by Bruce Springsteen, Radiohead, and a Kiss Aerosmith combo tour. 50 Cent continues to rock the mic, but it's unlikely that many other hip-hop artists will outdraw rock bands and country musicians. One black multi-platinum-selling artist, R&B singer R. Kelly, has been playing arenas. But insurance underwriters, wary of violence and backstage partying, probably won't be swayed by his success. R. Kelly's tour was kept short because in 3 weeks he's due back in court to face child pornography charges. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.